Hello everyone, so I decided to do this episode because I thought about what I learned from my childhood past. Now, when it came to my upbringing, there were some people that may have seen me with flashy clothing because of the crime world. They may have looked, and they did. Did they report to anybody? No. Because if they did, I would have been out of the organized crime world sooner. They gave me strange looks, confused looks on their faces. And the story would be relayed to them, oh, that's just his costumes. The criminals around me would see people looking at me and go, oh, that's just costumes. And people didn't think much of it going about their business. I do remember that. And I do remember just being around people that would gossip about what I was wearing as a five-year-old, but they said and did nothing about it. They went on about their business. So I was failed by a lot of adults back then. I was hitchhiking at five. I told some of that story, just traveling with different people downtown, from hanging out with them as adults. I was 5 years old, and they would drive me off back home. And they wouldn't ask any questions. They would just put me in their car, drop me up at my mother's apartment, and went on about their business. So, adults in the crime world absolutely failed me. The bystanders who would see things, such as the violence, sex crimes, and the murderous streaks of organized crime, they failed me. And my mother's brother failed me. The women he was with failed me. And just, I was failed by a lot of adults back then, even by total strangers. The women that would have me in and out their homes at that time that I told you that story. So I wanted to clear up the air, like, yeah, I was failed by a lot of adults back then. So what happened was that when I have gone through these things, it also made me aware of, in my heart, I was even wondering, is Jesus the adult gonna fail me too? And that was a hard thought that popped in my head at the time, and I was too ashamed and too guilt-laden to answer the question. I was so busy surviving, I didn't even have time to answer that question, or any question for that matter. So, for me, one of the reasons why the biggest reason why I struggle with religion is because of what happened to me growing up. When you're so used to being failed by adults, and you figured out that Jesus is an adult according to the Bible, you wonder, is he going to be another adult that fails the kid me? And I recognized that adult failures persisted in my childhood after crime when it came to certain family dynamics, when it came to the education system, the medical system, the social security system, the housing system, the workplace system, the entrepreneurial system, city government, federal government, state government, when it came to certain people in the church world and certain people in other houses of worship, and when it came to my sexual past, and when it came to my adolescence, and adult failure has been one of the persistent traumatic themes of my life. How do I deal with it? Well, To be quite frank with you, I learn more about it every day. I just grow in my nobility of character. I just learn a lot of things about my character that helps me to go, okay, I've truly have dealt with these things by teaching myself what it means to be an adult, right? Adults should have each and every positive human characteristic, all the same ones that children possess. So I was able to really help myself be the adult that I wish they were to me. My child me wishes that. My adult me goes, it's never gonna happen. So there's adult me, child me, we're the exact same person. So when I talk about my childhood, I'm able to be so mindful of how I grew up and how I want to make change. And I do these type of episodes because a lot of the stuff that I talk about in these episodes really are the type of topics that deserve a lot of attention. And the adults on social media failed me too. Because they make negativity virality, but they don't make positivity virality. My autism positivity, that doesn't go viral, but if somebody gets into a shootout, now that's viral. So, in apps that I've been on, technology apps, and using it, the adults that tried to build these one-sided relationships with me, which are not relationships at all, they failed me too. They were like, oh, we're going to do TV together, we're going to do movies together. All a lie. So when I think about how, for me, I really had to develop myself, and say, well, the world of work fails a person like me because of the reasonable job accommodations I need as a person on the autism spectrum. They choose not to provide even peace and quiet workplaces I need as an ambivert too. Social Security system, they denied me 3 times when it came to applying for jobs. Oh, your parents make plenty of money. You know, I know you're unemployed. I don't want to give you any Social Security income. Housing system, they don't think about people with autism when it comes to safe, quality, affordable housing. That are sensory friendly. Medical system. Autistic healthcare, neurodiverse healthcare is not something they consider at all. Entrepreneurial system. How many entrepreneurs actually think to help people on the spectrum run their own businesses? Not very many. So another thing I've noticed is that adults taught me how to live a double life as a child, too. So when I was a child, I saw the adult fantasies of being supremely powerful, perfectly righteous, totally autonomous. I saw adult skeptical toughness. I saw adult moral defensiveness. And I saw a warped sense of adult self-sufficiency. And these were trauma triggers for me, and I didn't know at the time. And I saw adults maintaining houses and apartments at the expense of the least of these in the crime world. I saw them making God out of their car, their luxurious vehicles, their illegal income crime version of so-called quote-unquote, air quote, wealth. I saw them just even hold on to their jewelry and making their jewelry the center of their world. As a child, I was thinking to myself, in all this crime, I wish Jesus would take me in his arms, place his hands on me, and bless me. As a child, I wish Jesus said, let Antonio come to me and do not hinder him, for the kingdom of God belongs to such a child as him. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like Antonio will never enter it. I wish that was said to me as a child. I wish people brought boy me to Jesus for Jesus to place his hands on me. And I wish Jesus rebuked the ones who put me in the crime world. I hope when he saw it, he was indignant. As a child, that's how I felt at the time. You know, I was wondering if Jesus called me to him around that time. Growing up, I just felt a sense of wondering if Jesus would call me to him and place me among him. You know, it's like, I wish Jesus said to me at that time, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like Antonio as a child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child Antonio is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. and anyone who welcomes one such child like Antonio in my name welcomes me. I wish that Jesus said that to me when I was struggling in the crime world against my will. And I was wondering, is Jesus not performing the miracles of getting me out of the crime world? Is it because of my lack of faith? I felt that way as a child. And growing up, I was wondering if Jesus would say to me, "Take heart, son, your faith has healed you." And it was painful for me to even admit such things, like it is now. I'm just in a place where I can articulate it. Back then I couldn't for the obvious reasons. So when I look at my life, I wish Jesus said to the organized crime figures, "You unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Bring Antonio here." I was wondering, as a boy, is there a demon in me that's throwing me into the ground in a convulsion? Will Jesus rebuke the impure spirit of crime, heal me, and give me back to God? And will people be amazed at the greatness of God? These are the thoughts I was thinking when I was in the crime world. And then I remember, in reality, and I'll share one more thing about Jesus, and I'll share other things. And I wish Jesus said to me, "Son, your faith has healed you. Go in peace with me. And we're going to go from there." It's my last statement on Jesus. Now, this is what I tell child me. I say, "Child me, you are a person of accountability, alertness, ambition, amends, repentance, attentiveness, authenticity, availability, belief, benevolence, beyond, big, boldness, bonding, boundaries, breath, brotherliness, build, candor, caution, cheerful, chivalry, commitment, compassion, confidence, consistency, contentment, courage, creativity, decisiveness, deference, dependability, determination, devotion, diligence, discernment, discipline, discretion, diversity, endurance, enthusiasm, fairness, equity, faith, faithfulness, family, fear of the Lord, fight, finish, firmness, flexibility, forgiveness, freedom, friendship, generosity, gentleness, gladness, glory, goal-oriented, goodness, gratefulness, greatness, holiness, honesty, honor, hope, hospitality, humility, indignation, initiative, integrity, joyfulness, justice, kindness, knowledge, leadership, love, loyalty, meekness, miraculous, mission, narrowness, nurture, obedience, optimism, orderliness, originality, pain, passionate, patience, peaceful, perseverance, persuasiveness, poise, power, prayerful, prosperity, prudence, punctuality, pure speech, purity, purposeful, reasonableness, reconciliation, renewal, resourcefulness, respect, responsibility, restoration, reverence, righteousness, sacrifice, security, self-control, sensitivity, servanthood, overcoming sin, sincerity, stewardship, strength, surrender, teachability, thankfulness, thoroughness, thoughtfulness, thriftiness, tolerance, toughness, transparency, trust or trustworthy, truthfulness, understanding, unity, unstoppable, virtue, visionary, vulnerability, wisdom, worship, and worth.